It's 4:44, and you're listening to All Things Considered on WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. We learned something new about CMPD Chief Kerr Putney today. In an appearance on Charlotte Talks, WFAE's Mike Collins asked Putney what attracted him to becoming a police officer.
Well, Mike, nothing. That's the truth of it. I did not want to be a cop. Never liked him.
Really?
I never liked him.
Well, obviously that changed. After 23 years on the job, Putney took over as Charlotte's police chief July 1st. He says one of his priorities is to recruit officers who have their hearts in the right place, a quality Putney says he didn't gain until after being on the job. You'll hear more about that in this excerpt of his appearance on Charlotte Talks. But first, they discuss preparations for the upcoming trial of Randall Carrick, the former officer charged in the shooting death of the unarmed young man Jonathan Farrell.
Well, what people are doing, what we see and have in our assessment of Ferguson and Baltimore, there are a lot of outside people who want to come in and wreak havoc, to be quite frank with you, and in those cities. And what we're trying to do is prevent that from happening here. And the initial conversations have been with people here who care about the city, who can help us determine who those outsiders are so that we can let them understand we're more than willing to facilitate their ability to talk and get their message across, but we're not going to tolerate them crossing the line and engaging in criminal behavior.
We've had some nonviolent protests and gatherings on this topic surrounding this incident. What have you and the police department done, and what are you continuing to do to ensure that things stay peaceful during this trial, no matter the outcome?
I'd like to tell you everything we've done, but it's so many things. I'll just hit on the top three or four, one of which is training our people, educating our officers, hearts and minds, I keep saying, because this time, unlike the DNC, where we had a lot of protests, we're going to be the target this time. We weren't in 2012. So making sure our people are more thick-skinned and have a deeper understanding of what we're going to face.
So how will, if a large protest group gathers, how will they be handled?
What we're going to do is facilitate their message, let them get their message out. We're going to help them if they want to march. We're going to do what we did a lot. It's the DNC model. We're going to help them get their message out and do it legally and keep it in that realm.
Since you are making plans for this and you've met with civic leaders and you're bringing other people into this,
sure.
If Officer Carrick is acquitted and there is some sort of protest because of that acquittal, who is involved in handling the crowds aside from CMPD? What other organizations, civic leaders, et cetera, might be on the scene?
Well, we have a lot of them. I mentioned many of them already. But we also have the Sheriff's Department, which is a strong partner, the Fire Department, which is a strong partner. We've reached out to all the local agencies in the region, and SHP. What we expect to do is allow people to get their voice out there and heard. And what we see is a lot of times that diffuses and de-escalates the situation, which is always our goal.
And the police department has been working with the North Carolina Barbers Association
on
several of events called Cops and Barbers Town Hall Meetings. What comes out of those meetings? Who do you see in who comes to those meetings? What are you hearing in those meetings?
Well, let me step back first, Mike. The big thing is people talk about the town hall, but it's the day before, the evening before, where we let the kids and cops go to dinner together and just connect on a human level. That is the moving part. The second day, the momentum carries over, and it's a town hall. You ask who's coming. The kids and cops, the first evening, mm-hmm. to connect, and some of those relationships continue. And then the second day, we're hoping to get kids out, but mostly it's adults coming to express their concerns around these police and community encounters and give us some feedback about how they're perceived and quite frankly, how they feel. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is based around fear and misunderstanding.
Is part of the problem that we've seen around the country with young police officers the fact that some people are attracted to this job because they like the idea that they have a badge and a gun?
I think so. I think, though, what we're trying to do now and being intentional about it moving forward, which is why we have some of our community members looking at our process, is how can we better recruit people who have their heart in the right place coming in? And I'll be honest with you, it's a journey, though, because I didn't initially. I came in with a huge, well, I won't say chip, it's more like a boulder on my shoulder. Mm. And I wanted to show that I was as good, if not better, than most cops. And what I saw was a lot of heroes who worked beside me, who I had to depend on for, my safety. And regardless of their color, they took the oath seriously, and that impressed me. So I think a lot of the people we're trying to recruit now, though, might come in here with a different perspective, thinking that it's cowboys and Indians kind of thing, when in essence it's really us being guardians of civil liberties and trying to make sure people are safe at night.
That's Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney and Charlotte Talks host Mike Collins. You can hear the rest of their conversation on our website.